Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, kids. Do you know what time it is? No! It's Jason Barsky time. From the WYLK studios, this is the Jason Barsky Show on WYLK News Radio.
So there was a story yesterday that sparked something in me, and I kind of went on the air. I forgot to mention this part, that the planning board in Wilkes-Barre, the commission, they approved a new Panera Bread, a standalone Panera Bread. The tornadoes last year just destroyed it. So the new restaurant's going to have a drive-through, outdoor seating. It's going to be a nice, you know, Panera. So you have a nice Panera coming in. And whenever I see news of a food franchise coming back or, you know, coming in new, I immediately go to my go-to, the one that would give me the most comfort, because as far as comfort foods go, it is my number one favorite comfort food. Can't drive by one without getting it, even just a little bit. White Castle. So I casually mentioned this yesterday. I just go, we really need to get a White Castle up here. I don't know why we have to drive over an hour. And I just casually threw it out there. And the text blew up. Apparently, I'm not the only person who has driven over an hour for one of these. Apparently, I'm not the only person who has rerouted trips to make sure they went by a White Castle. There is a fan base like no other. And I know it's not for everybody. And I know when it comes to making Northeast Pennsylvania better, I always talk about, you know, where are we going to be in 5 years? I don't think getting a White Castle location in Northeast Pennsylvania would ever lead to people going, man, it's 2025. Can you believe it? We did it. This place is so much better now that we got a White Castle. I don't think anyone's going to say that. But there's something about that for those who love it. So I meant to do this last night. I just sent out a tweet because a lot of these places, they respond faster on Twitter. Just saying, hey, I'm trying to get this push going. It seems like there's some interest. I'd like to talk to someone about how we can go about getting you to select a location, because they do things weird as far as franchises go. If you ever looked into starting a franchise, there's all these fees, and usually you can buy in and get training, and then but they control all their franchises. They control them all. So where it stands now is I have this tweet out. Hopefully they respond there. I also, yesterday, was doing a little bit of research as far as where their locations are going. They seem to be going more west than they are. Like, they're skipping over Northeast PA, and I think that's absurd. Right? I mean, if you go to the Midwest, you go to Ohio, go to Missouri, they've got them. Michigan, they got them. Indiana, they've got them. I don't know if West Virginia has them. Pennsylvania, we got a couple. How are we being skipped over? People often say things like, nice fake outrage. Here, I'm going to show you fake outrage. It's a little bit of acting here. There's ones in Bethlehem and Allentown and Jersey. What about Northeast PA? Why are we being skipped over? Do the corporate people at White Castle think we're animals? This is insanity. And I'm sick of it. All right, I'm done. It's fun to do every once in a while. Did I seem like I was legitimately angry? John Lucas, as you're listening to that, did it seem like I was legitimately, like, really irritated?
Yes, it did. In fact, I was getting scared in here.
Okay, all right, here we go. Keep going. What do we have to do to have more options than Frozen, which never come out the right way? They do for like 3 seconds, and then they get kind of, the bun gets a little firm.
So we can open up our own franchise?
For what, White Castle?
Yeah.
No, we can't. That's the thing. Someone just texted in. They said, White Castle, this person, whoever this is, we think alike. I've looked into it as well. It says, White Castle does not sell franchises. It's a family-owned business. I've already checked into it, and I want to open one right up near the mall. He wants to open it for 2 years and then sell it.
Because I can throw in like $5, you know.
Franchise. Well, they don't do franchises, though.
That's okay, yeah, so then...
They don't. Like, they just say, all right, we want to open in this location, and we want to open in this location, and I just don't... Here's the thing. They have their fan base, and I know there's bigger issues in the world, but frankly, can I just tell you something? I don't feel like talking about President Trump and Joe Biden calling each other names. I don't feel like talking about that. I don't feel like talking about all the craziness with subpoenas and Donald Trump Jr., testifying. I'll read about what happened later. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. So don't feel like going down that road. I saw a passion from you guys, and I thought to myself, I'm going to jump on this. Strike while the iron's hot. John Lucas, have you had White Castle?
Never.
There's our campaign. I figured it out.
And I would like to have one. Now I want one.
All right, here we go.
Or do I have to drive down to, what, Bethlehem now?
Yeah. No, listen. Here's what we're going to do. The campaign is now... Bring White Castle to Northeast Pennsylvania so John Lucas can eat a slider. John, you know how amazing White Castle is? Let me just tell you this. They sell burgers in a little burger suitcase. I'm not kidding. You can buy a suitcase of burgers. If that doesn't sell you right there, nothing will.
Oh, no, I definitely want to go in
there. A suitcase. It's called the Crave Case. And you leave there with it's like a little briefcase kind of. And it's full of burgers. This text right here, this shows the passion. My wife and I take a drive down to White Castle at least once a month. Jason, my personal opinion is they look over and pass up this area just like a lot of other fast food chains for the same reason. Taxes. The political scumbaggery. The area in general. I hope that's not it. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to push. And if I get told no, okay. Barry just said he's going to start hashtag NEPA White Castle. That's Barry from Plains. You're onto something there. I'm going to make some calls. I have obviously no promises. See, okay, now this is Scott. I know it's Scott texting in. Jason, as you know, with my truck driving job, I'm out in Jersey literally every single day. I must pass at least 15 White Castles every day. Would you like me to bring you some? No. I appreciate it. Thank you. But that'll just distract from the mission. All right? The mission is bring one here. Got to stay focused. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's see. Collect 100,000 signatures. Send them to White Castle headquarters. Now, is that just something you think will work, or is that White Castle headquarters texting in? I would actually lose faith in them as a company if they were like, if you get 100,000 signatures, we'll do it. Like, I would be like, that's really weird, dude. We need to look into it more. Jason, White Castle, all we need is more unhealthy food and people in Northeast PA. Mike, look. You can't just look at the negatives here. Would people be unhealthy if they only ate White Castle? Sure. The same would probably go for any fast food restaurant. However, in moderation, everything is okay. Right?
That's right.
Thank you. There's another text. There's no Boston Market in this area anymore. Listen, we got to stay focused.
there used to be.
Yeah, it used to be, right? Yeah. Oh, man. Somebody said, maybe if they say no, you can get Crystal Burger. Not the same. I was down in New Orleans, and I was excited to try the White Castle of the South, and I was like, nah, it's not the same. I'm over it at this point. I needed that kind of, what do they call that when you, what is it called when you have that little lemon ice at a fancy, you ever have like a fancy meal where they give you like that little thing to cleanse your palate?
I don't know.
Anyway, I had to cleanse my palate a little bit. Now we can get back into something heavier. I mean, do I feel like less of a radio host? Maybe, when it comes to importance, because Frank Andrews is trying to stop a rain tax from being implemented across every county in the state. I'm trying to get cheeseburgers.
Well, that ties in to that.
How so?
Well, because they may not want to come if they hear there's a rain tax coming. You know,
that is
more
a great
taxes,
point.
Then that might keep businesses away.
Huh.
And when that ends, then they'll look at it, but they'll say, well, there's one less tax that we have to pay. And
yeah, I mean, someone's laughing right now. They just texted this right before I said it. It's just coincidence. It says, I think it's hysterical. Frank has the rainwater tax. That's his mission. And you have White Castle. It's a good cause, though. I agree. Someone's talking about Hardee's and Roy Rogers. Look, again, you got to stay focused. You got to stay focused. With all the Jersey and New York people in this area, there's no question it would work. No question it would work. You put it by a mall. That way, if people do gain weight, they know where to get new pants. That's an exaggeration, of course, but it's a real concern, apparently, to some people. I'm so hungry right now. All right. So hungry. We got to take a break. Got to take a break. When we come back, I wouldn't mind talking about where we're gonna, how we're going to pay for police. I brought this up earlier. Some people, I've had a few texts throughout the morning from people saying things like this. I heard your idea. It seems ridiculous, but it's the best idea I've heard. I thought that was really cool. It's not about burgers anymore. It's about surge pricing. Is that how we can solve our police problem and how we're going to pay for it? Don't want to pay? Don't call the police. I'll explain more after this quick break. WILK News Radio. I'm trying to talk more serious stuff here. I definitely want to throw my idea out there for those who haven't heard it, how I think we could pay for police for the municipalities that don't have it right now, that have been kind of borrowing the state police, and they don't want to pay for it. No one wants to pay for this. But, of course, I set something up. I wouldn't say it's a hot-button issue, but it definitely gets people talking. I mentioned White Castle. And Mike in Old Forge, you know I love you, my buddy, my friend, my pal. I got to move quick through this because I got so much to get to. What did you want to say about White Castle Burgers?
Ten seconds. Jason, I like your show. I like a lot of your ideas. But this has got to be the worst idea. Wait, this has got to be the worst idea I have ever heard. Why don't we get some culture, some museums, some art, draw some people here? But White Castle, you got to be kidding me, buddy. That is the worst.
How dare you? That's it, buddy.
That is the worst.
How dare you, Mike?
I think you're zero on that one.
Mike.
You better F on that one, buddy.
Mike.
Sorry.
How dare you? You don't know culture.
I'll be listening.
You don't know culture.
Thank you. The worst idea. Thank you.
Now get off the phone. He doesn't know culture. Guy thinks the Mona Lisa is an adult film star. He doesn't know culture. You hear that? Somebody said they hope White Castle comes to the area so they could stop listening to my stomach growl on the air. Tom from Edwardsville. Tom, what's up?
Mona Lisa is a film star.
I don't want to go down that road. It was just a joke. And then next thing you know, we're talking about stuff like this. I get yelled at.
You ask for it. You got it.
The Jason Barsky Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.